message in the book of Psalms and Psalms 27. You can be turning there with me this morning, Psalm 27. And Lord willing, this evening we'll be going back and dealing with where we are in the end days and dealing more there. But we began a message Wednesday night and really just dealt with the introduction Wednesday out of the 27th Psalm on the subject hope in the time of trouble. And we are living in a hopeless society, in a hopeless world, it seems. You look toward Washington, and boy, there ain't much hope to be found there. You look in most of our hierarchy in political power, in the schools, and across the board. It just seems like institutions are failing in every sector. And it just seems hopeless. You look around the world and look at what's going on, and there's just not much hope to be found here in this world. And God said it would get that way. But thank the Lord, there's a higher place to search and to look than just Washington. There's a higher place to look when you can't find hope even in this world. To those of us that are saved and have been born again, we have a blessed hope. And I want to encourage you this morning, if you saved, no matter the trouble you're facing, take solace in the fact and take comfort in the fact that we serve a God of hope. And if you're not saved this morning and you are trying to navigate this life and trying to work your way through this world, it's dark and you will not find your way to the end in and of yourself. You will need the helping hand of God, and God is reaching your way. God has a word for you, and He has hope to give you. Psalm 27, let's stand to our feet. You've been seated a while. We'll let you stretch your legs just a moment. And we'll preach till I get done or my voice goes out. One of the two. All right. Psalm 27, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above me, mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When Thou sayest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. That's a powerful verse. The psalmist said in verse 8, when Thou sayest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto Thee, O Lord. My heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me. Then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You can have a seat. Thank you for standing. Verse number 5, the Bible said, for in the time of trouble, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. I'm preaching with the help of the Lord on the subject, hope in the time of trouble. You ain't live long until you run smack dab into trouble. Just a good old packlet term, smack dab, right into it. You don't have to go far. You don't have to go hunting trouble. Trouble will come hunting you. Job said that man's few days and full of trouble. We find trouble, like the Bible says, like the sparks fly upward. I mean, it's just, they here, they there, and trouble's everywhere. How many, if I was asked for a raising of hands, I won't do that this morning, but I guarantee you there ain't a pew in this church this morning that ain't experiencing trouble on some front. Whether it be your finances, your family, your marriage. I don't know why I looked at two single boys when I said your marriage. Y'all don't even know what that is. Yeah. Say, praise the Lord. Enjoy it while you can. That's right. But health, maybe spiritual. Some of you, hey, I'll tell you this, look up here this morning. Some of you are in trouble and you don't even know it. And that's about the worst kind. When you're in trouble and you don't even know it, that's dangerous. But some of you are in trouble this morning and you know it. And you're searching for an answer of how to get out of it. Well, I come to tell you this morning, there's a God in heaven who wants to help you, and you don't have to do this alone, and you don't have to face this alone, and you don't have to battle this alone. There's a God in heaven who said and promised that he has a pavilion, he has a hiding place, he has a secret place that he will shelter you, and he will stop the bullets flying your way, and he will stop the enemy, and he'll stop the gainsaying and all the naysaying and all the false accusations coming your way. There's a God who can cover and shield you. When I've been in the depths of trouble, it feels like they come in clusters. I mean, it ain't just, you ever heard when it rains, it pours? Boy, that's true with trouble. It just seems like they just come one after the other after the other. And you almost don't have time to come up for air. You almost lose your breath. Like the breath's been knocked out of you. And before you can get that next breath, bam, you get hit again. And then get hit again. And boy, that's why these verses are so encouraging and so helpful. And I find such hope in the Lord, is because when I can't seem to get my breath before I get punched again, and I get another messenger comes and says there's more trouble, and then there's more trouble, I'm glad there's a place with the Lord that I can seek comfort and seek help and go into a place of refuge with God. And the psalmist had found that to be true. David understood. David had lived long enough to know, I got a bunch of enemies and there's trouble on every corner, but I got a God in heaven who can help me through these troubles. And so we're going to skip right through the introduction that we dealt with Wednesday night and just say number one this morning. Our confidence in the Lord provides hope. So how do I get this hope? Yes, you've convinced me, and I'll readily admit I've got trouble And I am searching for some hope. I need some help from God, and I want to find this hope you're speaking of. How do I do that? Get your confidence off of man. Get your eyes off of man. Man will let you down. Now listen, the best of men are men at best. And listen, they will let you down. You can't put your confidence in the flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing in the flesh. Listen, within me dwelleth no good thing. And if it's that way with me, you can find fault with me, Brother Jeff. Sadly, you're a good one too. But I can find fault with you, even if I look long enough. He's right under the Apostle Paul. I'm saying, don't go looking for hope in men, because they'll let you down. But you can look to God, because He ain't going to let you down. You ain't going to find fault there. You'll never get your hopes built up in God and just to be let down. No, He will always secure you and maintain that high place, and He will restore you. David said, I looked to man and they didn't help me, and I searched for help and I couldn't find none until I looked to the Lord, and God provided me. And I got my confidence off of man, and I placed my confidence in the Lord. And it's then and only then that I began finding hope. Let me tell you how to find hope this morning. Put your confidence in God, not in man. You say, well, that sounds so simple and that sounds so boring. Well, maybe you need to get into some boring avenues in life, and maybe you need to quit looking for the fluorescent, shiny, fancy stuff and just realize that there's a real God in heaven, and if you will search for Him and seek Him out and begin on purpose putting your confidence in Him and not man, you'll begin to find hope again. So what David did, this was no small thing. Listen, verses 1 through 3 again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. David begins this psalm by declaring his personal faith in the Lord. Well, you need that. You need that. You have no hope if you don't have faith in the Lord. If you're trusting yourself this morning to get through this world, if you're trusting yourself this morning to find your own hope, you're going to let yourself down. I talked about having confidence in man. You are a man. You are a woman. And listen, you will let yourself down. Quit looking at others and look in the mirror, and you'll see you'll let yourself down too. You got to go higher than me. You got to go higher than them and look to Him. And David said, I found my confidence and I found my hope when I began looking at the Lord. And I placed my faith in Him and I placed my trust in Him. Number one, his confidence was in the person of the Lord. The person of the Lord. Verse 1, David tells us that God is his light, that God is his salvation, and that God is his strength. That's three powerful truths. God as a light, God delivers his people from darkness. David said, the Lord's my light. Listen, we've been preaching about these dark days we're living in, how dark the days have gotten, how demonic and dangerous and perilous. We're living in those days. And David said, when it gets dark, when it gets so dark I can't see, I found my light and it's in the Lord. Listen, as a light, God guides our steps. Ain't you glad? You don't know how to get hope when you can't see where to go? That's a bad situation. You ever got in the woods? It's hunting season. I've gotten in the woods and got lost before. It's bad to get lost. I don't like it. But it's real bad to get lost in the dark. You say, preacher, are you scared of the dark? Yeah. Anybody with sense is. What are you? Demonic? Yes, I'm scared of the dark. The Bible said men shall be lovers of darkness rather than, listen, I don't like the dark. Never have. When I was a little boy, I didn't like it. I'd find something to light up my room because I didn't like being in the room by myself in the dark. Guess what? I still don't. And I sure don't like being out in the middle of the woods, not knowing where I am. You know, in the dark. I was deer hunting one night. Y'all dub that from the tape. I did not deer hunt one night. I deer hunted one day. You get put in jail for that. I was deer hunting one day, and I was up in the top of a tower, and it stays daylight longer in the tower because you're way up above the trees. And a deer kept moving, and I kept waiting, and I said, this big boy is going to come out, and I waited and waited because they usually come out like right at dark. And it got darker and darker, and finally, it got dark. That joker never did come out. And it's muzzleloader season. You know what that means? Cricket, one shot. That's it. So where I was at, Steve, you remember down in Pea Ridge, that power line, you had to go down and had to walk way up in the woods because that big creek ravine. Well, by the time I got out of the top of that tower and got down on the ground, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. And I realized my light was in the truck two cow pastures away. And so I walked down the power line, I'm being careful, and I got to the bottom where that big creek, I mean, it's wide as this right here, and you got to go way up in the woods where that creek gets narrow. And so I'm feeling, I can't see nothing, I'm feeling, I got my muzzleloader, I'm feeling a tree, and got a tree, and trying not to step in the creek, and feeling rocks. I'm really just groping in darkness. And about that time, a big cat, it had to be a mountain lion. Don't you convince me it was a bobcat. No, it was a panther, cougar, leopard. Done found me and packlet. That thing was like, I felt its breath. It was that close. I ain't exaggerating. It was gonna kill me. And I had one shot. I didn't even get it off. I fail, I run. Face first in the creek, jumped up, bounced up. I run into every tree, knocking and going until I got out. And I finally got away and barely escaped with my life. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you ask me, do I like dark? No. I'm simply saying there's no hope in the dark. You feel hopeless. When you don't know where, you don't have no bearings, you have no markers and you can't see, that's just a hopeless situation. And that's what David felt like. He said, in the darkness, but I found hope in the Lord. He's my light. And I'll tell you, what brings confidence and what brings hope to my situation is when it is dark and I'm feeling lost and I feel like there's a cat about to eat me. It's when somebody can shine a flashlight right there. It just brings peace and serenity like that. A little bit of light. Help. And God ain't just a little bit of light. No, He is the light of the world. And David said, the Lord is my light. And He guides our steps. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And He delighteth in His way. John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So, the Lord, as a light, guides our steps. But then, the psalmist said, not only is He my light, but He said He's my salvation. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, listen, but is passed from death unto life. Salvation, God delivers His people from damnation. You talking about hope? Not only was I in darkness, but I was under the condemnation of God. God had already marked me up as being guilty. I was guilty before God. And by the way, so are you. Without Christ, outside of Christ, you are already under the condemnation of God. The only way out of that is to experience the salvation of the Lord. How do you get that? It comes by through one person. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And David said, He's my salvation. How do I find hope? I put my confidence in Him. Salvation. As salvation, God secures our soul. Listen to this. John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, hey, hear me, never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's security. That brings me hope. I have confidence in Him, not in me. Listen. You say, are you going to go to heaven when you die? You better believe I am 1,000%. I ain't playing around with this. This is my soul I'm talking about. You can afford to be wrong about a lot, but not your soul. Not forever. Not for eternity. You can't afford to be wrong about that. Go ahead and play your games. Go ahead and play religion. Go ahead and depend on some flimsy prayer you prayed 15 years ago and said, I've become a member of the church, and it never changed who you are. You're going to bust hell wide open one day. You're still in darkness and you know it. You have no peace deep down in you. Are you listening to me? You better get your confidence off yourself and into a God who can give it to you and save you and secure you. I ain't going to heaven because I'm good. I'm going to heaven because He's good. I ain't going to heaven because of my track record. I'm going to heaven because of His. And His is perfect and His is pure. And I'm in Him. And He's in me. The question is, are you? If you are, then you've placed your confidence in Him. And that gives you hope. 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall, not might, shall come to me. And in him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That gives me hope. I ain't gonna get to heaven one day, Brother Ned, and stand at the pearly white gates, and an angel come say, so why should we let you into heaven? And it be depending on a prayer I prayed, my good deeds. No. You know what my only answer would be? I've placed my confidence, I place my faith, and all that it within me is, I put it in Him, in Christ alone. And if you get into heaven, you won't climb your way in, you won't sneak in. If you get into heaven, you will come through the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. I used to preach that message about Judas. When Judas betrayed Jesus, he went to him and he said, He who I hold fast and kiss the same as he, hold him fast. And he kissed Jesus in that kiss of betrayal. That's how close Jesus was to heaven. He kissed the door and went to hell. Hell's full of people this morning who sat on a Baptist church pew just like you do. I'll say this, hell's full of people this morning who are better than you. Morally speaking, hell's populated with people who ain't done near as much as many of us. It ain't about your deeds. It ain't about your merit. It's about who you know and where you've placed your trust and your confidence. Amen. And that's in Christ. Amen. In Christ alone. a strength. God delivers his people from defeat. So not only a light that delivers us from darkness and a salvation that delivers us from damnation, but a strength that God delivers us from defeat. Listen, 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you. I'm gonna be done in just a minute, but I don't know about you. I think it's still college football season. That tells you how good my team is this year. I ain't been even paying attention. You know why? Because I don't like losing. I don't even like pulling for people who's losing. It gets old. I hate losing. If I sit down and play a game with my daughter, I don't want to lose to that. He said, well, she's just little. I don't care. I want to win.
Amen.
I got a teacher. I don't want to raise no loser. So I make her feel the pain and anguish of losing, and then she won't want everyone to do that again. But I don't like losing. I don't. Losing's for the birds. Say, why ain't you talking? Listen, I'm saying you can be a winner. You don't have to be a loser. When I was in my sin, I was a loser. I mean, I was in the loser category. But in Christ, no more. He gave me strength and victory to become more than I ever was. He gave me, when I put my confidence in him, he began working in me and working for me and making me more than a conqueror, victorious, triumphant. Listen, 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this verse, Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Don't you love these tag-alongs? In Christ. Every one of them. I got the victory in Christ. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. I'm triumphant in Christ. So yes, I put my confidence in him. And yes, he's the one who gave me the hope. And if you are outside of him, you have no hope. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but why would you stay there when he's opened his arms wide open and said, whosoever will, let him come. You can, you could have walked in here this morning still in darkness, still under the condemnation of God, still losing. Could I invite you this morning to get honest with yourself, humble yourself for the first time in your life, and admit you ain't got it all together. You need help. And you recognize your only help and hope comes from him. If you'll do that, he will take you. I just read you the verse where he said, he'll in no wise cast out. If you'll come to him, he'll receive you. But he ain't gonna just wash your sin up without you coming to him and calling on him and repenting. Jesus said this, you'll know whether God will ever just wash over your sin. Jesus said this, and this cheap gospel that's being preached today, these preachers just saying, oh, Jesus loves you. He does. He does. But that ain't the whole story. The same Jesus that they preaching about who loves them said this twice. Luke 13:3-5. Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The word perish means the second death, burning the lake of fire forever. If you ain't willing to repent, not just what you did, but of who you are, a sinner, a hopeless sinner, and you repent to God That means military. I'm going this way. I'm losing. I'm headed toward hell. And now I do an about face. And I turn to Christ and I say, Lord, this is who I am. This is what I am. I'm a sinner. And I'm tired of living a hopeless life. And I'm putting my confidence and my hope and my faith in you. Amen. Forgive me, Lord. Receive me a sinner. You know what he'll do? He will reach down and take your sin and throw it in the forest parts of eternity. Never be brought against you again. Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Save you. Give you hope. And hope eternal. Why would you turn away from that and go to hell? Let's stand. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, oh Lord, take the simple, Lord, I've tried to make this as simple could be this morning. I pray in Jesus' name, you, the Holy Spirit of God, would convict those that are in their sin. Draw them to Jesus this morning. God, in Jesus' name, save the lost. Those who are trusting in religion, trusting in a prayer, may this be the glad day. They look higher than religion, higher than a prayer, higher than morality, and look to Him who's able. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder this morning, are you tired of walking in life in darkness, still living under the condemnation of God? All you have to do is make a step toward God. Rearrange my message this morning. I was just going to hit that point, and God slowed me down and let me just deal with that simple subject for you. God made a move toward you and for you. God spoke to you one more time. Don't spurn His grace. Come to Him. Step out. God made a move. Now you make a move. While she plays, these altars are open. Heads are bowed, eyes